Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been holding space for something that weighs heavy on many parents' hearts. Maybe you've noticed your little one is still learning how to be gentle with pets, or with younger siblings, or with other children. Maybe you've seen moments that worried you, moments where your child seemed not to notice when someone else was hurt or upset. And I want you to know, first and foremost, that you are not alone in this, and your concern shows how deeply you love your child. Let me share something wonderful with you. What you're witnessing isn't a reflection of who your child is, it's a snapshot of where they are in their learning journey. Empathy, that beautiful ability to understand and share someone else's feelings, isn't something children are born with fully formed. It's a skill that develops over time, like learning to read or ride a bicycle. And just like those skills, some children need more practice, more guidance, and more support than others. The research on this is actually quite hopeful. Scientists who study child development have discovered that ages 4 and 5 represent one of the most important windows for empathy development. During these years, your child's brain is actively building the neural pathways that will help them understand how others feel. Think of it like this: their empathy muscles are still growing, and every gentle interaction, every moment of guidance, every story that shows kindness is like exercise that makes those muscles stronger. Here's what the experts at places like the Center for Brain and Cognitive Development have found. When young children display behaviors that concern us, like being rough with animals or not responding when someone cries, it often reflects that they're still in the early stages of learning to recognize emotions in others and connect those emotions to their own experiences. Their brains are literally still developing the capacity to pause, notice how someone else is feeling, and adjust their behavior accordingly. This takes time, patience, and most importantly, your loving guidance. The magic book whispers something beautiful about this. Every child has a gentle heart waiting to bloom. Some hearts just need a little more sunshine, a little more water, a little more tending before they open fully. And you, wonderful parent, you are that sunshine. Your modeling, your gentle corrections, your patient teaching, these are the things that help your child's empathy grow. So what can you do? Let me share some strategies that really work. First, become a feelings detective together. When you see your child interact with a pet or another child, narrate what you notice. You might say, "Look, when you pet the kitty gently like this, see how she purrs? That means she feels happy and safe." Or, "Did you notice your baby sister is crying? That sound tells us she's feeling sad or uncomfortable. Let's see if we can help her feel better." You're teaching your child to notice and name emotions, which is the first step toward empathy. Second, model gentle behavior constantly. Children learn so much more from what we do than from what we say. When you interact with pets, with other people, even with objects, show that gentle touch. Say things like, "I'm being very gentle with this plant because I want to take good care of it," or, "I'm using a soft voice because loud sounds can feel scary sometimes." Your child is watching and learning from every interaction. Third, read stories together that show empathy and kindness. This is where the magic really happens. Stories allow children to step into someone else's experience in a safe, supported way. They can feel what a character feels, understand why kindness matters, and see the beautiful results of gentle behavior, all while snuggled up safely with you. And speaking of stories, let me tell you about one that might be especially helpful right now. It's called The Wonderful Adventures of Nils, and it's a classic tale about a young boy who learns kindness through a magical journey. In this story, Nils starts out not really understanding how his actions affect others, especially animals. But through his adventures, he begins to see the world from their perspective. He learns that every creature has feelings, that gentleness matters, and that kindness makes the whole world more beautiful. What I love about this story is that it shows transformation. Nils doesn't start out perfect. He learns and grows, just like your child is learning and growing right now. When you read this story together, you can pause and talk about how Nils is changing. You might ask, how do you think the animals felt when Nils was unkind? How did Nils learn to be gentler? What helped him understand? These conversations are powerful. They help your child connect actions to feelings in a way that makes sense to their developing brain. Here's something else that's really important. When your child does show gentleness, even in small ways, celebrate it. Notice it out loud. You might say, "I saw you pet the dog so gently just now. That was wonderful. The dog felt safe and happy with you." Or you used gentle hands when you helped your little brother. That showed such kindness. These moments of positive reinforcement teach your child that gentleness feels good, both for them and for others. And please, wonderful parent, be patient with yourself too. Teaching empathy is not a quick process. There will be setbacks. There will be moments that worry you. But every single time you guide your child toward gentleness, every time you help them notice how someone else is feeling, every time you read a story that shows kindness, you are planting seeds. Those seeds will grow. The research is clear on this. Children who receive consistent, warm support in learning empathy, children whose parents model kindness and gently correct rough behavior, children who are exposed to stories and conversations about feelings, these children develop strong empathy skills over time. Your efforts matter. Your patience matters. Your love matters. Remember, your child is not being deliberately unkind. They're learning. Their brain is developing. The pathways for empathy are still being built. And with your guidance, with stories like The Wonderful Adventures of Nils, with patience and modeling and gentle teaching, those pathways will grow stronger every single day. You can find The Wonderful Adventures of Nils and many other stories about kindness and empathy in the Book of Inara app. Each story is carefully chosen to help children develop their gentle hearts, to understand feelings, and to learn that kindness makes the world more magical for everyone. You are doing beautifully, wonderful parent. Your concern shows your love. Your willingness to seek guidance shows your dedication. And your child is so fortunate to have you as their teacher in this journey toward empathy and kindness. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your child. With love and starlight, Inara.